All right, let's get the ball rolling. It's 1 o'clock. Thank you, all you guys that are here early or on time, let's call it, right? Vince Lombardi says, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you don't want to know what he said after that. Hope you guys are having a great Friday afternoon. Thank you guys so much for joining in. Let me tell you, man, the last thing anybody, especially men, you know, because we're always chasing after and competing and doing things that are advancing either the kingdom or just advancing your life, you know, being a provider, working hard, trying to stay fit, trying to build your business, trying to climb up that corporate ladder. And I know it's something that the last thing we want is some other meeting that is going to waste your time. But you know what? Today, I promise you guys, I've been, man, honestly putting in a lot of time into building this men's group. And it's something that's always been in my heart for many, many years, man. For many, many years, it's always been in my heart to build a men's group where it grows men, you know. It's always been in my heart. And it all started when I went to Band of Brothers boot camp. I don't know if any of you guys have ever gone to it. If you haven't, I invite you to go to it. In fact, there's one that there's open registration going on right now. And they sell out, and they only do it twice a year here in California. And these boot camps are all across the country. But anyways, ever since I went to my first one, because I've been to about, I don't know, I lost count, probably 7, 8, 9 of them. So the event has to do with different issues that men go through throughout their lives, you know, marriage, you know, being a father, abandonment, you know, purpose, having a war, you know, that we're in a battle, and sometimes we don't even know that we're in a battle. So we get knocked out, from this world. We get taken out because we don't understand what is it that we need to do to win this battle, win this war, you know? So I'm going to start with a little bit of prayer. Then we're going to get into the book that I gave you guys the link to get this book. It's called Way to Win. And the chapters are like 4 or 5 pages long. So it's like a men's type of book, you know, real quick, boom, 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 15 minutes, you're done with the chapter, you know. And the reason this is a great tool, a great book, is because it talks about to become the man that God created you to be. To become the men that God created. And that's the whole point of this meeting. So let's get started, guys. And if you have any friends or any family members that want to join in, make sure that you send this out, because I promise it's going to be a life-changing journey, life-changing experience. I know it's doing a lot of work in my life just to do this. I mean, says a lot. If you know me, I'm very introverted, very shy person by nature. Being in the spotlight or putting myself out there is not something that is easy for me to do. But I do feel that this is going to help me and help a lot of men out. So this is how much this book has impacted me. Another thing that has impacted me is seeing my wife do something with this. Check this out, man. She started a Bible study called Lady Lions, and she's done it every week, every Tuesday at 1 p.m. And she's never stopped, guys, which is something that's very, it's something to look up to, you know, something that is very admirable that I admire about my wife. So give me 1 second, guys. Let me go ahead and mute everybody upon entry. So we could, cool. So anyways, let's start with a little prayer, man. Thank you, Father God, for blessing this meeting, for being here with us, for using every single person that's in this meeting for your greater good, for your kingdom. Allow every single person that speaks tonight to be anointed by your grace, by your mercy, by your favor, by your wisdom, Father God. Thank you for everything you do in every single one of these men's lives, that they may be impacted, that they may change, that they may know their purpose, that they may know why they were created. And you're the only one that has the answer to that powerful question in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for everything you do in our lives, for growing our minds, growing our hearts, growing our spirits, growing our business, growing our family, growing our confidence, growing our wisdom, and above all, growing our love and our relationship with you, Father God. Thank you for everything you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. So here's, I'm gonna share with you guys the purpose of this, the purpose and the vision of this Bible study. Some of you have gone to Banner Brothers, so man, you guys are gonna relate a lot in Banner Brothers to this, even though we're not reading the book Wild at Heart, but it's very, very close to it, very similar to it. The purpose of this men's group is to grow as a man to what God has created us to be, to grow our love for God, family, and execute in the marketplace to build God's kingdom. That's really what the purpose that I want to get out of this, you know, me personally. And I know that by doing it together and journeying together with you guys is going to be something that we're all going to benefit from, it to be an example of a godly man. And that's what the Bible says. In fact, that's the whole scripture, the verse of this Bible study is Proverbs 28:1 that says, but the godly man are bold as lions. So how to be a godly man and to be as bold as a lion. This is not just another program or meeting in your already busy schedule, or just another way to give you content or information. I mean, you could get that. I mean, TD Jakes is a way better, preacher, or you could get way better content than TD Jakes. So that's not what this is about. You see what I mean, guys? It is, but more than that, it has to do with interaction, building a community, building a band of brothers, a team, a warriors that could go out there and fight the good fight that we're all going to come out victorious, right? So it's not just another meeting, right? It's the goal is to help you win in all areas of your life that you care about the most. You know, for example, the big areas that I was talking about, the video that I did to promote this yesterday, was the four F's: faith, family, fitness, finances. Faith, family, fitness, finances. Those are big, huge areas that we all want to be successful in, and that's what this men's group is all about. So what are the rules of engagement? This is not religious right here. This is not about shoving Jesus down your throat. That's not what this is all about, right? This is about growing. So another rule is what happens here stays here. Another thing that I would like for you guys to do is put your ego aside. Remember, guys, your ego is not your amigo. Your pride, there's good pride, right? There's good pride, and then there's what I call stupid pride. Pride that doesn't allow you to grow. That, like, for example, the pride that says, I could do this on my own. I could do this by myself. I know better. And obviously that's not you. I mean, you're here, right? I mean, we all want to grow. We all want to get better. And last but not least, let's converse, you know, let's have a conversation. And so I invite you to have your mic open, unless you have, you're in a location where, you know, you can't really, there's a lot of loud noise, right? But collaboration is a powerful currency, man. So I believe in collaboration. So, and I am going to open it up. In fact, as you notice, the PDF file that I sent you, there's a lot of questions at the end, not a lot, but like three or four reflection questions. And by the way, on the chat, what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in the book that we're going to be going over. So you can get it off Amazon. I did copy and paste the first few pages of the chapter today. And so you guys could click on that, and it's going to open a Google Drive so that you could follow along or read it later on, because that's pretty much what we're going to be going over today. All right. Also, you could share it with others or read it later. And I'll be doing that every week, by the way, because it's only a five page PDF file. But I do encourage you to buy the book. I mean, this guy went out of his way to create this book, right? So why not get it and help a brother out, right? Cool. All right, let's get started, man. let's get the ball rolling. So what I want to go over first is talk about the first phrase that he went over in the introduction, which was very, very impactful to me, because sometimes we're taught that competition is not good. Okay. Here's a quote that is the first quote in the introductory part of the PDF files. Is the greatest thing about sports is that you play to win the game. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire and get out, or get out of the way. Right. I wanted to paraphrase that as well. Herm Edwards. And it's so true, right, guys? We all feel, especially as men, that we want to compete, that we're always competing, and we're always, you know, measuring ourselves to other people and seeing how we could do better, how we can do more. And there's nothing more, kind of like as a man, kind of humiliating than knowing that somebody that comes from where you come from that is doing better than you. But I want you guys to know that competition is something that is really good, is really important. But it's also it also depends on how you see it. And I love how this book shares it and talks about it. It says, and then I was thinking, okay, so does God agree with that? You know, does the Bible agree with that? And there's a verse by the Apostle Paul that he writes on 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, where it says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. Run to win, guys. And that's pretty powerful, because sometimes we think that we're not supposed to win, that we're supposed to be me. See, in Band of Brothers, one of the things that I learned is that, you know, that the church has kind of emasculated Jesus, for example. You know, for example, a lot of people think that Jesus is this meek and very calmadito, very like soft-spoken, very passive type of individual. When in all reality, Jesus is the total opposite of that, right? So he's not like, I don't know if you've seen Mr. Rogers, where he's like very meek, very mild, very soft-spoken. He's actually a warrior. He's actually like more like Braveheart. If you've seen the movie Braveheart, right? He's more of that type of warrior that will conquer, that will talk. And I mean, this guy premeditated when he went into the palace and he turned over you know, the money changers. He created a whip and to get all the animals out of the temple. And so this guy was not like he would constantly be in battles and in conversations, in arguments with the Pharisees, you know, and telling them, you hypocrites. And he was always like the type of guy that's always in your face, you know? So that's really important to know, right? Says the goal wasn't the transformation of information. The goal was another. Okay, so the goals here. So here's the goal, guys. The goal is to help each other win in all areas of your life that matters the most. So here's something that I wrote down that also was very impactful. It says that a relationship with God or a commitment to the Christian life does not mean that you're always going to win. So one thing about winning is that winning is not, you know, on your way to success, you're going to have failures. And a lot of people that fail, they look at it like the opposite of success. And the opposite of success is not failure. Like if I was to ask you, what do you think is the opposite of success? And a lot of people say failure is the opposite of success, when in all reality, the opposite of success is not failure. The opposite of success is just quitting. Failure is part of success. Failure is a component of success. So failure is something there was somebody that was making noise. Failure is part of success. You're going to have failures and failures in life. And one of the things that I know personally is if I'm a child of God, and if I'm following, you know, God's way, and I'm trying to be a disciple of God, why is it that things are not working out the way I want them to? And one thing that I could share with you is that when I started, like, for example, I'm a business owner, I've been in business in the financial service industry for 20 years. And when I started, it was not an easy cakewalk. I struggled a lot. I didn't know, I wasn't good in sales. I didn't know nothing about leadership, people skills. I'm an introvert by nature. The last, I'm not really like a people type person, but in business, I'm in the people business, and I had to change. I had to develop that. So in the beginning, I didn't make a lot of money because I struggled. I remember my first year full-time building my business. I was a high school teacher making $40,000 a year. In my first year full-time, I only made $8,000. $8,000 in my first year in business. And it wasn't an easy road to the top. And one of the lowest points in my life that I want to share with you guys is when I got married and I had a one-year-old daughter. Actually, she was 6 months old. You know, we weren't doing too good financially, marriage-wise. We were always talking about divorce. We were fighting all the time. And it came to a point, because we live with my mother-in-law, and it came to a point that my mother-in-law did a meeting with my parents, and the meeting wasn't a good one, man. The meeting was basically, you know what, either your son changes and he provides, or I'm going to take my daughter with me. It was pretty crazy. And, because your son is not providing for my daughter. And I wasn't there, but my dad said, get your ass over here to the house. And I showed up. I didn't know what it was about. I thought somebody got cancer. It was something serious like that. And it was actually worse than that, because I walked in and I entered into this crazy, I mean, you could feel the energy. And my dad looked at me with the most disgusted look in that I've ever seen in my dad's face. Very disappointing. And you know, guys, one of the things that we want from a mentor, if not a father, if you have a father, the most beautiful words that you could hear from a father is, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Look at all the movies that have come out that there's a father figure and a son figure. And one of the most heart, you know, you don't even realize it, but it's in you, because that's how God created us, is that God says, I'm proud of you. Or a father says, I'm proud of you. And my dad did not say, I'm proud of you that moment. He actually said the complete opposite. So I call it the lowest point in my life, to be honest. I knew that I needed to make changes in my life. I knew I needed to change something, or else I was going to lose my marriage, right? So sometimes life is not going to be all about success, even when you start your walk with the Lord. In fact, is kind of the opposite, because you went from being in the devil's team, now you're in God's team. And so guess what the devil wants to do? He wants to attack you. He wants to get you back. He wants to make God look like he's not with you, that he's totally against you, so you could be like, man, my life was good when I wasn't with God. And now that I'm with God, everything's going to hell, you know? So maybe this wasn't such a good idea. And that's how the psychology works, you know? But really, got a lot, looking back in my life, that moment that my mother-in-law did me a favor, huge favor, because at that moment, I hated her. But looking back, man, I love her to death for what she did for me. She put me on the spot that I needed to change, and she opened up and uncovered, you know, all the dirty baggage to the world. She exposed me, you know, and I love her for that, because of that experience. I hit rock bottom, and it was I couldn't go lower than that at that point in my life. So what did I do? I decided to change. And looking back, that was one of the best experiences of my life. One of the best experiences of my life. That helped me grow into, from becoming a boy or a young adult, into a man. You know, we have to all go through that phase. So there is no losing. There's only winning and learning, right? Third, our competition is not our neighbors, not our coworkers, not our friends, not our siblings, is not our parents or anyone else. See, our competition is ourselves. It's so good, right? Look at this. Our selfish nature, our fear, our pride, the ungodly influences that are against what God wants us for our lives, right? And finally, we're not looking to make anyone else lose in order to win. A lot of people think that, man, in order for me to win, you need to lose. And that's not true. there's a lot of people think, man, Raul, you know, what if you take over the whole Coachella Valley? There's not going to be anything for me. One time somebody said that. I said, that's never going to happen. first of all, I only have, like, for example, in my business, I only have about 3,000 clients. The Coachella Valley has 500,000 people. There's no way that I'm ever, I mean, that would be pretty nice, right? But the point is that I can help people win, and there's plenty of room. See, in the beginning, when I started my business, I thought like that. I thought that there's everything's going to get saturated. There's only enough for people to go around. And that's a poverty mindset. That's a scarcity mindset. And what I found out is that there's abundance. There's plenty. You know, a lot of people might say there's a shortage of water, or what do they call it? A drought, right? Well, really, there's no drought. There's actually, God created this earth with an abundance amount of water. There's actually unlimited water. There's unlimited air. There's unlimited resources, and there's unlimited money. In fact, right now, especially because of inflation, the government keeps printing and printing money. So yeah, there's unlimited money right now, right? The fact is that the highest level of winning isn't about you. It's about helping others succeed. Helping others succeed, man. That's what this is all about. All right. So chapter one, man, is so powerful because it talks about, look at the title of the chapter. God, it says, I want more for you than you want from you. I want more for you than you than from you. And that's a very special revelation that we have to understand, guys, because we live in a world that's very demanding. That, hey, you know what? I scratch your back, you scratch my back. If I do something for you, now I owe you, right? If I do something for you, now you owe me. And sometimes when somebody does something for you, don't you feel like, man, you know, I kind of owe him now. And people are always thinking, what's in it for me? What can I get out of you? And what can I get out from this? You see what I mean? And the beautiful part about God is that he wants to give you everything. He wants something for you. He doesn't want something from you. That's beautiful, guys. So, and the way we're going to accomplish that is by unity, by being together, by learning from him, getting to know him. What is it that he wants from us, right? The lone wolf theory, right? See, wolves, they run in packs. Lions run in prides. A sheep run in herds. Everything has a name, right? But how about humans? Humans run in teams. And the thing is that a lot of people think, and men, this is one thing that men go through that I've experienced, is that men are very independent. They want to feel that they've done something on their own, that they're the ones that accomplished it, that they're self-made. And that's what the culture teaches, right? This is right here. Our culture perpetuates the idea that a self-made man, the strong, the silent loner who overcomes every obstacle to change the world, from John Wayne in the Wild West, from John McClane taking down the Hans Gruber in Die Hard. Heroes don't need help. A real man is strong enough to take on the whole world by himself. But is that really a true statement? Is that really true, guys? The fact is that nothing big is done on an individual basis. Big things happen because a team got together and they did it as a team. For example, you know, one of the greatest boxers that ever lived, and this is kind of, I guess, it depends on your opinion, right? But Floyd Mayweather, right? Floyd Mayweather didn't do it alone. Yes, he was the one on the ring fighting, but he had a team. He had a team called the Money Team. Remember that? So nothing, and you could think of a lot of examples, right? But we do need to have a togetherness, a band of brothers, right? There's a quote here that says, superstars break records, but teams win championships. Superstars break records, but teams win championships. So, man, so guys, at the end of the day, just to open it up for conversation here, at the end of the day, we're all gonna die. Oh man, you know, yeah, I'm gonna get some people logging off here, right? We're all gonna die. The truth is that nobody escapes this. The only two things that are gonna happen to us is that we're gonna live, that we're gonna be born, and we're gonna die. And taxes also, right? But at the end of the day, you're gonna ask yourself, did life matter? You're not gonna regret the things that you did. You're gonna regret the things that you didn't do. And the whole purpose of this group is to find purpose in our life. Did my life matter? Did I leave a legacy? You know, I was listening in the morning. I like this piano player called Chopin. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. Chopin has been playing the piano for over 400 years. That's right. He's a legend and he's never going to die. And you see, guys, that's in the heart of a man. That's huge. A man wants to live beyond his death. And this is pretty cool. Look at what the biblical word for development is discipleship. And that's why we call this men's group Lions Discipleship. To be bold as lions and to develop ourselves into the man that God called us to be. In the mind of Jesus, it wasn't nebulous or esoteric. It was clear. Disciples pick up the cross, lay down their lives, love God, serve others, and build the kingdom. If you want to know what it is that is our purpose, I just mentioned it to you and it's worth repeating, right? It says, disciples pick up the cross. What does that mean? Okay, that's what we're going to go on this journey every Friday at 1 p.m., right? Lay down our lives. What does that mean, right? Love God, all right, I buy that. Serve others, definitely, I buy that. And build a kingdom. What kingdom? What kingdom is God talking about? What kingdom? We got to learn that, right? Last but not least, spiritual development strengthens your soul. It forms you into the kind of man your wife is looking for, equips you as a father, strengthens the relationships with the other men in your life, and even produces servant leadership, which often results in promotions and career advancements. You can do this, not because you're perfect, come from the right background, born in the right side of the tracks, or you have an IQ, or you have all these degrees, or have all the answers. That's not the reason. The reason is just simply because you're willing. You're willing. You're willing to become that man. You're willing to become that man. So let's open it up, man. Open mics. Let's open up for discussions. I want to ask you guys a question. Discussion questions. What has been the greatest obstacle to development in your life? Anybody want to share? Don't let me be the only one talking, guys.
Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, sir. Dave, Mr. Patton, go for it.
Yeah. So the question is, what has been the greatest development obstacle?
What has been the greatest obstacle to development in your life? What holds you back from changing, from becoming?
Well, I guess I would say fear would be one thing. I know, just finding purpose in this world. Because we're so busy doing a million different things that I don't think we spend enough time asking, like, okay, why am I here? What do I want?